Hello, everyone, and welcome to So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. My name is Ryan, the podcaster, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host and fiance, Ashley. Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing all right?
Yeah, all right.
Except for the wicked sunburn?
No, I don't have sunburn anymore.
Oh, it's gone.
It's all done peeling.
All right. Well, just in case we have some new listeners or people are still confused about what we're doing here, if you're new to the show, this is the place where we discuss what's been keeping us busy for the last week. This could include media, games, wedding plans, which is probably going to be our main focus leading up to September, or other hilariously entertaining life events. The show is meant to be 10 to 15 minutes long, so we don't go into crazy detail. Best way to think about it is we cover the delicious icing on the awesome cake. Does that make sense? The awesome cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have on the 9th. So why don't we get right into it? What's new? We don't have any bumpers. Can you make us a bumper for what's new?
What's a bumper?
So we've been watching House of Cards Season 2 on Netflix. I dragged you through the first season.
Yeah, not going so well.
I think you enjoyed the first three episodes, and then there's that, like, hard change.
Yeah, when that chick was in it, it was fun. It was good to watch.
Well, that's a spoiler. So you're not going to say which character that is.
No, I said the chick.
No,
because I don't even know her name. That's how into the show I am.
So what I want to mention is when we're talking about media on the show, I know you're not used to talking on the internet. Spoilers
are the best. That's what people want to hear.
Are bad. No, it's not.
They are. If they were already into the show, they would have been into it. There's tons of chicks that can go into the show.
Okay, stop talking. You're going to spoil it. All I'm saying is, like, if we're going to do spoilers, we have to say, okay, everybody, spoilers for House of Cards. We did not say that, and you almost spoiled something.
Not at all.
So anyways, it was the first three episodes of season one that were really interesting, and then, like, we both really enjoyed it, because I think we weren't sure what show it was. We thought it was, like, Kevin Spacey doing hilariously fun things to screw bad people over to become a better, like, politician, but that wasn't true at all. We know that. It's kind of like Breaking Bad. You love Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was awesome.
Yeah. But season two is back for House of Cards, and what's your opinion on House of Cards? Because you watch it with me, but I want to know, the people want to know what your opinion of House of Cards is.
It's a good pre-napping thing.
So you find it boring?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Why do you think I fall asleep on the couch?
But something you are enjoying is Walking Dead. For those listeners that listen to my other shows, Zombies Ate My Podcast, we watch The Walking Dead, and we do a spoilerific talk. I've been dragging you through Walking Dead, and we were talking about it before we started recording. You enjoy Walking Dead, don't you?
Yes. It's very entertaining.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like the goriness?
No.
Especially because I make you watch it during dinner.
Yeah. It's a bad dinner show.
Yeah, it is not a good dinner show. Especially when you're eating spaghetti. That's never a good idea. But before we move on, our last episode, we kind of tried something where we watched a trailer, and I asked your opinion of it. The Lego Movie. We saw that on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I love movies where it's able to transport your imagination back to when you were and make you feel like you were 8 years old again, and it was amazing. And I loved every second of it. I loved Lego as a kid. You loved Lego as a kid.
I still do love Lego.
We both still love Lego. You know? So, what did you think about the Lego Movie?
I didn't enjoy being around. Ryan said 8 years old. I would say 4 or 5 years
old. Oh, come on.
With their parents, and we were the only couple in the whole theater.
That's not
and
true.
It was like a sold-out theater
She's
show.
Lying. There was many not. Couples.
Yeah, with their kids.
No, not with their kids.
With their kids.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, I am.
This is what I have to deal with. She didn't like the Muppets. I think that might be grounds for canceling this thing. Ow! I'm just joking. I really enjoyed the movie. Ashley's right. It was packed. I hate that about theaters. But the movie. Let's talk about the movie. Don't talk about the experience.
Well, you know, the kids crying.
Let's talk about the movie, not the experience. What didn't you like about the movie?
Well, an environment can throw someone's opinion off about anything.
So when the movie comes out on Blu-ray, we'll finally get Ashley's opinion. Because I am so buying this movie on Blu-ray. It was funny. It reminded me of what it was like to be a kid. It was touching. There was seriously some pretty touching moments in there I thought were really well done. And for those people who thought, like, Lego Movie, that's going to be shit, well, this certainly proved us all wrong. And everything is awesome, right?
Yep. Everything is awesome.
See, you like that.
Because you sang it for a day or two after.
The whole way home, I was just like, and I found it on YouTube. So, but I think, Ashley, you have an issue with bringing yourself down to that level of silliness, because the dialogue was very
kid-based. I very much enjoyed Frozen. Mm-hmm. I very much enjoyed that.
So you think it was legitimately the experience?
Yes. Okay. The environment.
All right. Well, the environment. I'm with you. I guess I was able to look past it. I don't like theaters very much either. The first thing I got in there, what did I say? I smelled vomit. And that might have been compounded by the fact that we got there early and they were cleaning it for like a half hour. Anyways, no one wants to hear us talk about vomit. Lego Movie, if you're asking me, go see it. It'll be on Blu-ray before you know it, but definitely go see it. It's amazing.
It's the first, not the first, it is the third week top seller.
Yeah. So,
just on the weekend.
Everybody agrees with me, not with this one. Let's move into our topic. Why haven't we recorded an episode in like 2 weeks?
Mexico!
Okay, you gotta talk to that thing, not me.
Mexico!
See? Okay, that's really
loud. Tequila!
Shh! Indoor podcasting voice. We were in Mexico for a destination wedding. One of my best friends got married in Mexico. It was a fantastic ceremony. It was beautiful. Went perfectly. We had a lot of fun in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Nice and hot. Ugh. Relaxing. Not too hot, because there was a breeze by the ocean. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time swimming, a lot of time drinking. There was some drinking involved.
Yep,
tequila
Ryan
was poured down your throat.
Yeah, that was stuff definitely happened to both of us. And Ryan doesn't have a gag reflex like he said to the Mexican.
I was hoping he wouldn't pour it down my throat if I told him I had a gag reflex. All he did was put a bib on me and pulled my head back and held it there. They are very forceful down there. But we did a lot of different stuff. We partied. We celebrated. We also went to Fifth Avenue. We bought some stuff at the shops.
Yes, I can barter. I can get down those prices down.
Yeah, I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice. If you go shopping on Fifth Avenue in Mexico, don't let a strange Mexican man put a necklace on you or any sort of jewelry. That's how they get you. They literally rope you in by putting a necklace on you.
Yeah, you fell for it.
Hey, I talked him down from $120 to $40.
Yeah, there you go.
But then he talked me back up by saying, well, don't forget my $5 tip. It's like, this is what I get for being Canadian. But besides that, like, it was a destination wedding. It's definitely different from what we're going to be doing in September. What did you think about a destination wedding?
It was nice, short, sweet.
Yeah. I think we spent more time getting photos done than we did at the ceremony.
Yeah, at the ceremony. The only thing is that you have to have family that is young and mobile.
Yeah. I think they had some family members that weren't able to make it down. You have... We both
family
have
members,
a lot of
I think that
family.
Would murder me if I got married overseas.
Jeez.
And they, not overseas,
it's
away.
Graphic.
And they weren't able to come.
Those are the same ones that are going to murder me for making her have our wedding at Trent.
No.
No? Oh. Well, no, we had a lot of fun in Mexico. And to be honest, we got back last week, but last week was so crazy. I mean, sometimes when you go on vacation...
You need a vacation from that vacation.
No, I don't think so. Well, that was probably the first time I ever actually truly relaxed. Except for when I was stressing out about this strange man trying to sell me a necklace. But when we got back, it just seemed like, well, you're on vacation. Nothing stops when you go away. So everything just piled up and we spent like a week catching up. I called it the week from hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And then Saturday I got called into work. So it didn't even... Friday at 4 o'clock, I'm like, yes, it's the weekend. Friday at 5 o'clock, damn, I gotta go into the office. But it ended up working out because we saw the Lego Movie. And then we didn't even talk about the Olympics. We haven't done an episode since the Olympics started.
Fantastic. I'd like to thank those men and women out there winning us gold on hockey.
Yeah.
Curling.
Yeah.
It was terrific.
We watched the gold medal game. That was probably the first time I sat down and watched an event during the Olympics.
He misses out on a lot, guys.
So did you.
I did not. I watched everything I wanted to.
Oh.
I had a day off.
I didn't. Well, the gold medal game was good. We won 3-0. You know what, to be honest.
And we won 3-2. Don't forget those ladies out there.
The ladies the ladies game was much more entertaining than the men's game.
I tell you, I was having some hot flashes during those games.
Jeez. That's a weird way of putting it.
Oh, I was just boiled that way, and I was so nervous.
Yeah. I was only interested in seeing Canada beat the States.
Yes.
If Canada had lost to the Swedish, I would have been... If it was a good, tight game and we lost to the Swedish, I would have been fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a tight game, too. Had to watch it at work. Oh, man, I was nervous on that end.
I missed the American game. I watched the overtime goal for the Canadian game.
Women
Canadian game. The funny thing is, we love hockey in the Olympics, but we don't watch the hockey in playoffs. The hockey. Look at me. The Walmart.
But saying this, Olympic hockey seems to be less violent. Like, the game against Sweden and Canada, that final gold medal game, I call that true hockey. There was two, three penalties?
And they weren't
and
bad penalties.
And that was
penalties.
It. And they weren't harsh, bad penalties. Like, one was,
most of them were probably
the
accidents.
Puck underneath the glass intentionally. Other than that, that is good hockey, in my opinion.
The Americans were a little rough.
Yeah, they were tough, and they were beating on Sidney Crosby. I could beat those little...
Poor Sid. Sid the kid.
Sid my kid.
Sid your kid. who's your? What's your favorite hockey team?
I don't know.
You don't have a favorite hockey team?
No.
See, I cheer for the brand. I like Montreal Canadiens. I've always been a fan of the Quebec teams. I used to like the Quebec Nordiques.
I kind of go for the hometown, so I guess Toronto.
Do you just cheer for every...
I just like watching hockey. I don't have a special team. I don't have a special player.
Do you cheer for just whatever Canadian team's playing? So if we were to watch the playoffs and there was like four Canadian teams in there, you would just follow the Canadian teams?
Probably.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'd like to see Toronto go a little further. You know? I'd like to see Toronto go further. They deserve a win. There's been a lot of loyal fans out there pouring money into this franchise that hasn't done much since, 72?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's enough for our topic. Olympics, Mexico. We had a lot of fun in Mexico. We'd go back, right?
For sure.
For sure, yeah. It was really relaxing. I think I said to you, like, this is the first time I've taken vacation and actually truly felt like we were relaxing.
Yep. And the, what was it called? The Blue Bay Grand Esmeralda. Good resort. No complaints whatsoever.
Buffet was delicious. We didn't get sick. We drank the water. We had the ice. The drinks were amazing.
Well, we didn't drink the tap water.
That'd be foolish.
But they definitely gave you, if you wanted more bottled water, they were cool with giving you extra.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a good service.
You bring like your own cups, and then they make the drinks. No matter how big your cup is, they will just fill it with whatever you ask them for.
One person had like a 1.5 liter Bubba.
1.5 liter.
And literally, the Mexican put half of a 26er of vodka into his thing and made his drink. It was quite funny.
Yeah, I had one. I hadn't had rum and coke in like years, and I said, you know what, I'm sick of drinking beer, so I'm gonna have some rum and coke. And I go in to get a rum and coke, and the guy's like, you know, you want white or brown rum? I'm like, let's go brown rum or whatever. I think it's dark rum.
Dark.
It's not brown rum. And he's like, you know what makes a good rum? If it's Cuban. If it's from Cuba, then it's a good rum. And he said, this is 7-year-old Cuban rum. And he gets it off the shelf rather than underneath the bar. And it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too expensive.
No. It's a good holiday.
Yeah, it was a really good holiday. Now I miss Mexico.
I know.
You got burnt badly, too.
Well,
plus, you had a monkey on your chest.
I know.
Yeah.
And a, what's it called? A
toucan.
Toucan.
Yeah, we got pictures. I have to upload them to Facebook for those who are... Maybe we'll use one of those for our cover image for the podcast. Okay, Ashley, we're going to move into the music requests, so you take that. We only got one request this week, and it's from Melissa Legros, your friend, your dear friend, who's listening right now.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She listens. And this is her request. Now, keep in mind, everybody, this music we're playing here, just a preview, but you can make requests for our wedding, and we'll kind of give us a knee-jerk reaction as to whether we want to have it at our wedding or we're going to deny it outright. And you can make your requests on the website, ryanandashley.ca, go under wedding, and then go to music requests. And all the instructions are there. It's very easy. And you can request 3 songs at a time, I've been told.
Yeah.
And we're going to review them right on the show. So we need more, so send them in. So here's our first song. Gut reaction. What do you think? Everybody knows. It's not that country song you were singing when you saw like part of the song.
No, it's not country.
So You Spin Me Around. It's a classic old school tune, I think. I don't know. It reminds me of a bad website that I'm not going to mention here. And that's, I think that's why it kind of gets... kind of, it's like a borderline for me. What do you think? Did you like it?
I only heard a clip, but I don't even know. I didn't hear what everything was saying.
Did you like it?
I don't know.
Do you think you'd dance to that?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
possibly.
I guess we're going to put it in the...
I think I'm forced to dance to everything that night, am I not?
Hmm. I don't know. That hasn't been decided yet. All right. So that was our music request. We're unsure whether You Spin Me Around will go...
We'll have to listen to the full song.
Yeah, we'll find a full copy and we'll see what it sounds like. Like I said, you can send your music requests as well as many other things by going to the website, ryanandashley.ca. Have a question or comment for us to address on the show? Send your emails to podcast@ryanandashley.ca. If you subscribe to the show via iTunes, please consider leaving us a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Finally, you can follow me on Twitter @rmurphy. Ashley, where can the listeners find you?
Facebook.
Are we going to do this every week, or did you just say
you're
Facebook?
You're literally going to get punched straight square in the nose.
But I think
if
that's
you don't
what's funny,
it.
Is
no,
that I keep
I'm
asking
not.
You, and you're not online.
Nope.
I'm hoping people write in, tell Ashley where she needs to go for her social media needs. Do you have
Facebook.
A Twitter account?
Nope.
Your parents have a Twitter account.
Yeah, but they don't use it.
Yeah, well, they have an account, and you don't, so that makes them cooler than you.
Sure, that's fine by me.
That's fine by you?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll get Ashley on some sort of social media kick at some point. But, yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Freezing right now?
Well, just, you don't need it right now. I'll give it to you later.
Ooh.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready now?
No.
All right, we're going to start... Okay, so we're talking about... We're going to mention House of Cards, Lego Movie. Are you done now?
I don't know.
I always go, you know.
Can't snap fingers, but you can go...
Let's go.